Emily Wilkins joins right now, Bloomberg government reporter. And Paul, before we get to adult conversation with Ms. Wilkins, Emily Wilkins, can you explain what it's going to be like when UCLA or USC play a Big Ten game in East Lansing, Michigan?
I mean, I'm just very concerned about what the timing of these games are going to be, because right now everyone's basically in the same time zone. Like, we've got like Nebraska, who's kind of not.
It's un-American.
Like, this is just a lot. It's a lot right now. The whole Big Ten. It was kind of weird when we added Maryland and Rutgers, but sure, fine, welcome in. And now it's just like, whoa, this is getting pretty big here.
Very good. Now we got the important stuff out of the way.
I'm looking forward to soundly beating both teams. Go Spartans.
Very good. Let's get to work on something far less large, which is the math of if the Trump tariffs go away, inflation moves teensweens amount, and even over long term, does it really matter, Emily Wilkins?
I mean, there is some question about exactly how much these tariffs have wound up impacting the economy. I mean, certainly we know that the issues are much bigger than these inflations that have been in place since the Trump presidency. But at this point, I mean, Biden's looking for kind of whatever he can do at this point to lower inflation. We know that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had discussed this with one of her Chinese counterparts. And we know that President Biden has told reporters that he does plan to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping soon. We don't have any more details on a date, though, at this point.
Emily, do we know what tariffs in particular the president is thinking about? Is it on some commodities, steel? What are we looking at?
That's a good question. I mean, we know that at this point they are looking at some $300 billion of potential imports, and they want this to be things that are going to impact your everyday consumer. So they want this to be something that Americans will ultimately feel. And that's one of the things that they are taking a close look at. But they haven't made a final decision yet on exactly when this is going to come or even when it's going to be announced. Biden might announce as soon as this week the rollback on some sort of consumer goods,
right.
But that could even go into later this month.
What does Ron Klain want him to do? You know, he's sort of like the guy in the middle, chief of staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like constituency one and constituency two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's a guy in the middle Ron Klain want?
I mean, at this point, Klain certainly does want inflation to be going down if he wants to have the Biden administration continue for another four years. But, you know, this also kind of runs up against what Congress is doing down the road, right? They're in the middle of working on this major bill that's supposed to help bolster U.S. competition with China. And part of that is looking at potential sanctions on China. How do you manage that relationship? Right. So I'm actually a little bit more interested right now in what Congress is thinking of when they're putting together this bill. They're hoping to have it done by the end of this month.
Emily, thank you so much. Needed that update. Emily Wilkins from Washington as well.